welcome to the Podcock PCast. I'm your host, the only Tyler Peacock. Listen, I sound a lot better. I had technical difficulties last week, but thanks for being patient with it. And I got to bring in the guest. He is the overlord of the odds, the parlay punisher, I was going to try to get on and on. Anyway, Westside Tommy's back. How you doing? Sorry for the shitty intro, but alas, you're here. What's up?
I am doing amazing on a Wednesday. I'm a little tired. Last night I was up.
Easy.
I was up. I went to the NIT quarterfinal game.
Wow.
At the Shot. Watched the Buckeyes with my daughter. What an amazing game, Tyler. You talk about a game of swings. The Buckeyes were down 3 times by 10 points or more, fought their way back. The fans were amazing. We brought them from the depths of hell. It was such a great game, a heartbreaking loss. Props to Georgia. They made some huge shots. But, man, that was such a fun game last night. I got something to say to you because I know we're supposed to talk about the NCAA tournament, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
I'm going to go on record. The NIT tournament is better than the NCAA tournament this year so far. So far. I think the NIT games, I've watched probably 8 or 9 of them. And you can go check the scores. They've been tight and right. The fans have been great, back and forth. The kids are playing with heart. I'm telling you, last night Cincinnati had Indiana State on the ropes, let them off the hook. The NIT has been great this year. I don't know why. I don't even know why I've been watching it. Maybe because I have some money involved. But man, the NIT has been great. And I'm going to go on record, and this is going to be a Debbie Downer. The NCAA tournament's been a disappointment so far.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more.
Minus Friday. I thought Friday we had some upset, and I think that's what we want. And then first round, always talk about the first. You want some upsets.
The first round,
first round. But that's all we got was Friday. Saturday and Sunday was nothing but favorites.
Yeah, baby.
Whooping ass.
Yeah. It was horrible.
It was almost like the ladies' basketball. It was nothing but favorites hitting the board.
That's why the women's tournament's great, and that's why the men's tournament's great this year. Look at these Sweet 16 matchups. This is great.
The Sweet 16 matchups look great. Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So is the water going to come down? Because those matchups last weekend in NCAA were horrible. They were horrible, Tyler. And I'm an underdog better, so, I got hit in the face a couple of games.
Well, especially, I mean,
especially JMU against your Dukies. I was with the public there. Oh, my gosh. I got 8 points.
And smashed.
I thought I was on top of the world. How about they get beat?
38.
Oh, gosh. What a loser. What a loser.
If only some guy had the vision to see JMU was going to be everybody's darling and alt-line Duke minus 10.5. I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. I didn't do it. I stayed away.
You should have. I tell you what. I asked you the day before because I was getting ready to put the money down on it. I asked you the question, and you said, JMU could stay in the game, but if Duke's hitting threes, there's no chance.
I mean,
and boy, did they hit threes.
Jared McCain had 10. 10 threes.
It was insane, and the Dukies could hit nothing. Oh my gosh! Well, and then go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go look at the Yale game. Look how bad they were against Bama, or no, Yale against San Diego State.
Yep,
they weren't great. But the game I'm thinking of is Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon could have won the game or covered. They missed 12 free throws or 11 threes, maybe 13 free throws. And they went 2 for 20 shooting threes. Insane. Insane. I hate the NCAA tournament.
Well, why?
I don't know. I'm an underdog better. And it was brutal.
Here's the highlights off the top of my head.
And then one more thing. Do you think that there's like 6, 7, 8 teams that are really good and the rest of them stink? What do you think?
Maybe everybody stinks. I mean, UConn sort of feels inevitable again.
They do. That's the public play too.
But that's why, yeah. But now I'm starting to think, like, I don't know. Like, could Iowa State drag him into a rock fight in the regional final? Get Illinois, get him in a track meet in the regional final. It feels like UConn's built to win any kind of game.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It does seem that way. But I mean, all the ones, all the twos, all the threes are still left in this tournament. So
you like this.
Well, I guarantee the ratings are going to like this. Because,
oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Because listen, Oakland was awesome Thursday.
Awesome.
And they take out Kentucky. They take out a top, what, four?
Yeah.
Like, you can't argue. Kentucky's on the Mount Rushmore of college basketball. Maybe the number one brand.
Yeah. But we also know that they didn't play defense this year. But, yes, you're right. They beat
they did.
You're right, though. It was a blue blood.
And then I thought they acquitted themselves really well against NC State. Had a chance to come to the second weekend.
Yep. Oakland did not disappoint at all.
But – honestly, you look at them, and then you look at Auburn as another top four seed. Just they kind of got in a bad matchup with Yale. Yale was able to slow them down. Yale, on the other hand, they kind of play San Diego State, who's similar stylistically with better players. So.
Way more athletic.
Yeah.
Way better players.
And then
when I say more athletic, I think we know what that means.
Yeah,
Yale's too white.
True. And then Kansas, I thought Kansas was a guy short all year. Plus, you add a loss to or a loss of McCuller, the Big 12's leading scorer. Well, Kansas' leading scorer. I think he led the conference in scoring pre Big 12 tournament. And now Kansas was two guys short. That first half, though, against Gonzaga. That was an amazing half of basketball between those two.
Then Gonzaga
kept playing that at that level. And Kansas did.
Yeah, you're right. That first half, it almost felt like Kansas needed no halftime. Like they needed to keep playing because they were playing so good. And then the halftime, like you said, Gonzaga kept rolling and they didn't. Hey, but don't you think that Gonzaga game, all that money that came in on who's the team that they beat in the first round?
I took
an L on that one.
They took out McNeese.
Everybody had McNeese. Had McNeese. And it was it Kansas that beat them?
No, Gonzaga.
No. Who did Kansas have first round?
Samford.
Oh, everybody they had
Samford. They blew it, though. Samford should have beat them.
Everybody had Samford. And I think the books made up for it with Gonzaga taking them to the woodshed the second half because everybody was on Samford.
But look, you had Grand Canyon take out St. Mary's, and then you mentioned it already. They could be playing in this weekend at the last 3 minutes of that game kind of decided it.
Oh, it did.
They were right there for 36 minutes.
They were playing pretty good defense, but they weren't even playing good offense, and they still had a shot.
You mentioned JMU. They killed Wisconsin, led wire to wire in the first round.
Yeah.
So you had, you know what, 3-4 upsets in the first round. I don't know. What about game wise? That Colorado Florida game was unbelievable in the first round.
Yeah, that game was great. There were three or four games that were really good games. But you
A&M Houston.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Creighton Oregon. We got the miracle.
Yeah,
the miracle over and the miracle.
Oh,
I got
gosh.
The miracle team total over for Creighton because
that thing was
overtime.
Dead. What was it, double overtime?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, no, there were some good games. But I've watched the NIT, and I'm watching the NIT, and the crowds are into. Of course, they're playing home games too at this point. But there was a lot of stinkers, man. There's a lot of, especially this, the weekend, there were some beatdowns, man.
But I feel like people forget things. Like Tennessee, yeah. Texas was a great game in the second round. It was close. Texas never could get over the hump.
No, they were there. They were there.
And then same with, well, I mean, Marquette and Colorado in the second round. That was the first game of the day Sunday. That was a good game.
That was the best game of the day, probably by far.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Clemson Baylor. I mean, I didn't even write that one down, but I'm just thinking that was close and somewhat of an upset. But I mean, that's kind of all I got on a recap. I mean, it's not.
Was there a player or coach or something that you really enjoyed or no?
I mean, I think Jack Golic is the Golkey. Yeah, not Golic. Jesus, that kid hitting 10 bombs against Kentucky Thursday night main primetime game. Obviously, I think he kind of stole the show. How about Cousnard for Oregon? He had 40 in the first game and then 32.
Yeah. And could you imagine if they won? Could you imagine if they would have won that game?
And
he's going for a tournament MVP, isn't he?
Well, definitely the regional most outstanding player.
On fire.
But you knew Oregon was cooked. They started walking the – and I'm not saying they're a fast break machine.
Yeah.
Oregon was walking the ball up with like 10 minutes to go in the regulation. They didn't have any bench. One of their guards actually tweaked a knee or an ankle in the second half of the game. So that made him even shorter depth-wise. But that was a fascinating game. I'm not acting like this has been the best opening weekend of the NCAA tournament, so don't try to get it twisted here. But I think you need this kind of weekend to set up the Sweet 16, Elite 8, and the games down the road that we all want, or I want. I always want chalk in the second weekend. Sorry. Call me a hater.
You got so much chalk.
Oh, it's great.
You could be a third grade teacher in 1978, bub.
I need some kind of ventilation system. I got so much chalk in my lungs. It's great.
Hey, real quick, let's do a little recap. The ACC is what, 4-1? They went undefeated besides Virginia, right? So
yeah,
they're
8-1. I got four Sweet 16 teams.
Okay. Yeah, so they're 8-1, right? Virginia was the only team that got knocked out early.
If you want. Count it, but I don't even count the play-in game. Sorry.
But still, so they got four teams in, and they only had five in the tournament. How about the Big East? Were they 3-0? It would be 6-0 with the wins.
Yep.
Yeah, but then let's go with our Mountain West. The Mountain West did it again, Tyler. They got us.
No. San Diego State again.
Yeah.
Carrying the water.
They are. But that's it. Utah State did win. We have money on Utah State.
And they played
Nevada-Dayton game, and you called it. You said that would probably be one of the best games in that region.
Yeah, that was
game.
Epic collapse by Nevada.
Epic. Yeah.
To me, that's more of a collapse than a comeback.
It was. The Dayton
17 points in 3 minutes. Get the hell out of here.
Humble. If you had a tick on Nevada, you should just go ahead and step out in front of traffic, you know?
Well, I would have retired for the weekend, and that was a Thursday game in the early part of the day.
But, yeah, the Mountain West got us again, Bob, besides San Diego State. San Diego State just has that coach. And they have the pedigree. They're a tough tournament team, man. They got some good players. We'll talk about them. I was going to jump into it, but we'll talk about them.
We can go into the Sweet 16 now.
I just wanted to give props to the ACC and to the Big East. I thought they did a really good job. Both of them did.
Yeah, you got two Big Ten teams left.
Yeah, that's good.
For continuing the conference theme.
Big 12's got what?
Big 12's got Iowa State, Houston. So they got what, two?
Yeah.
SEC, Tennessee is still in it.
Alabama.
So they got two. Pac-12, Arizona. So I think they only got the one left. Could have been two with Oregon. And then you got a mid-major league here with Gonzaga and the Mount West is, you know.
It's like the football tournament that we're going to get next year, right?
Everybody's
represented.
Pretty much. Well, that's another reason I like this Sweet 16. Could I take out a Clemson? I know they weren't in the same region. You know, if I was in charge, could I take out a Clemson and drop in a Kentucky or an Auburn?
Oh my God! Yeah, stop! No,
to make it the most blue bloody Sweet 16.
You know what though?
Clemson, they're here. They took out a very good Baylor team, and New Mexico was trending in the first round.
Yeah.
And Clemson took care of business.
Well, we talked about Clemson. We said they could I was upset they got in because the way they were playing going into the tournament. But you and I both liked this team early in the year. We thought they were long and strong. We thought they could shoot. They had a lot of senior leadership and junior leadership. The coach has been there for a while. We liked them, and then we kind of got off them. Man,
I know. But let's roll in here to the preview then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Real quick, I'll give my answer. You could start. But out of all the Sweet 16 games, you don't have to break them down yet. We'll get to that.
All right.
Just when you scroll through or you see the bottom line of all these Sweet 16 games, what's the best game? What gets the juices flowing for you?
I'm going to tell you the game, and hopefully you're on it with me. The best game that I see in the Sweet 16, and I got to get a nap tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's Illinois-Iowa State by far. That is the best game I see on paper.
That's the nation's number one defensive team in Iowa State.
Yep.
Number one offensive team in Illinois in the country.
That game feels like back and forth, tug of war. If you bet on this game, get ready because you're going to get your heart broke. If you bet on this game, this is what I call a sticky Ricky. The only way I'm betting on this game is a live bet. I would definitely live bet if either team I can get them plus 5 or 6 or more. I'm definitely in. I don't know if I can get that. This feels like tick for tack. I am so excited for this game. Now watch one of them get mollywopped. The line tells you where it's at. It's 2.5, been bought down to 1.5, up to 2.5, back to 1.5. This game, could it be overtime, triple overtime? It just feels like a great game. By far, this is what I cannot wait till tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Well, that was my number one. Just to give a different option here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think Alabama, North Carolina feels like that could be really fun. You got 173.5 point total on this damn game.
you know you're gonna get a lot of action on that one.
Yeah, that'll be a track meet.
Action Jackson is what we're calling it.
And then thirdly, I kind of like Gonzaga Purdue. Just the way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just the way Gonzaga's coming into this one.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue, they did it. They're in the Sweet 16 yet again. They didn't have an epic first round loss like last year. So, I love all these games. I think the game that would kind of least get me going, is honestly probably Clemson Arizona.
I think that game could be good.
Yeah, yeah. And then
what's going to happen, Tyler? Either we're going to keep getting these boat routings, these teams getting worked, or we're going to this round, like you said. Everything's set up for this week where we're going to have dog fights.
I hope so. Let's start with the Western Regional. So they get the opening game on CBS 7:09 Eastern Time. It's Clemson and Arizona. Arizona 7.5 point favorite. 152.5 is the total. Do you have an angle here that you like? Is this a pass for you? What's your thoughts on this game?
Well, first of all, I want to give you kudos on your last pod. You talked about Arizona, the George Costanza.
So far.
Here we are. They have a shot, don't they? If they win this game, they definitely have a shot. I think if they can win this game, There's no reason why they couldn't beat or get in the Final Four. They have a chance. I mean, if they win this game, you might be spot on with Arizona. I think Clemson has a shot, but they're going to have to keep this game in the 70s or high 60s. And the line's right there at 152? Is that what we said?
Yeah, 152.5.
I mean, think
chop it around, but consensus is 152.5 right now.
I don't mind getting Clemson at 7.5, 8 points. I think Arizona wins the game though.
Yeah,
I think they win the game, but my dad has a ticket on Clemson at 20 to 5 to 1. I hope they win for him. He has more money on it than I do. I think Arizona wins the game. I think Clemson can keep it close. I think Arizona will find a way. There's two kids that they had transfer, the Love kid, and who's the other kid?
Keyshawn Johnson from San Diego State.
Yeah, they both
round up last year.
Yeah, I'm sorry, cut you off. You're right, 100%. Yeah, those two guys. I think that's the difference in this team, man. Both have been to the finals, Final Four, and the final game. I'm with you. I think Arizona wins the game. I wouldn't mind putting their money line with the two team parlay, especially if you can find a boost. If your book's giving you a boost on any of these plays, definitely throw maybe Arizona money line on there. I think Clemson can keep it close. For them to win, though, they would have to keep this in the 70s. If it gets over 75, if Arizona gets over 75, you would think that they win the game straight up. What's your take on it?
Well, I think Clemson, I'm not putting a live dog status on them in this one. But yeah. I do think Clemson's front line has the size, not only height, but the body, the width, the mass, whatever you want to call it, to kind of bang with theirs. Because Arizona's huge. Like, even Arizona's guards, their forwards.
They're big, very big.
They got two big guys that can bring one off the bench. But Balo's a massive interior presence. They're just huge. But Clemson, they do have a pretty big team, too. I think Clemson would need, like, some sort of abnormal thing to happen in this game. Like, Clemson needs to hit a season high. Like, I don't know what the number is, but I'm just thinking in my head, like, if Clemson went out there and hit 14 threes as a team, or Arizona turned the ball over like 27 times, like a season high in turnovers, like, you know. So I would lean actually towards laying the 7 flat if you could find one, or 7.5, or tease it down. That's not one of my favorite plays. I just think what Arizona can do is similar to Clemson. I think they got better players. And my last little nugget on this, these West regional games will be played in Los Angeles. I think Arizona's fan base will they'll show up in droves and almost outnumber. I mean, Carolina's going to travel. Clemson and Bama will also be there, but I think Arizona will kind of have a little bit of a home court advantage in this regional. So I like the Wildcats a good bit in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think their money line, the two team money line, I'd love it. If they got down, say they get down 6 or 8 points early, what's the money line at right now? Probably minus, what, 300-ish?
It is – you could – yeah, a flat 3, maybe a little more other places. MGM's got it at 3.
Yeah, if they get down 8 points or something,
three to 315, depending on what book you want, so –
yeah, you might get at like a 150 or 175, and then you could maybe trap it with it, have the other team ready on your parlay.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way you could do it. But you got to have the other team ready. You had to have them locked and loaded, ready to hit the two team parlay on a live bet.
True.
Yeah, but you can get like a plus 150 or plus 200, depending on who you're taking. But yeah, I think Arizona is going to find a way to win this game with you. I even think about all the fans that they can bring over, because it's not that. I mean, it's a drive, but it's not crazy,
right?
You think their fans would show up compared to Clemson? I mean, where they got to go all the way across the United States. So I don't know. Let's see. I mean, it's Clemson. Are they the tournament darling? And is Arizona going to let us down? Because they always let me down the last 10 years. So this is a big one. Do you like their coach, Arizona's coach?
It
feels a little douchebaggish.
I mean, he, I don't,
Is it dweeb?
I don't know. I feel like Arizona might be a kind of place that almost runs itself in a way.
Yeah.
Like, yep. They've had three or four coaches, or maybe just three since Lute Olson stepped down, but the foundation he built there, I just think it kind of runs itself. I think he's a good coach, but, I mean, he's failed in the tournament, and it's weird that all your season, all your career gets boiled down to a couple games in March and stuff like that. That's the way it is.
You win 25, 30 games, but you choke in the tournament and you suck.
Yeah, you're a big fucking loser when that happens. So,
if they win this game, though, moving forward, do you think they have a shot?
Well, let's go to that. We're just going to stick in the regions.
All right.
About, 30 minutes after the conclusion of the Clemson-Arizona game, we'll stay in the West region. It'll be – they got it listed at 9:39. These are never on time. But anyway, CBS – we'll have the second game in the West Regional semifinal against the number one seed North Carolina Tar Heels going up against the four seed Alabama Crimson Tide. Carolina 4.5-point favorites, 173.5 is your over under total. To answer your question, I mean, it depends who comes out of this. I shouldn't say. I think Arizona might be the best team in this regional, but I think Alabama could present some issues. And honestly, Carolina, I hate Carolina, but if I take my hatred off, Carolina, two dominant wins last week, took care of business. They're playing well heading into this thing, too. So I think Zona would be a small dog if they got the Carolina Tar Heels in the regional final. But Alabama, North Carolina, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think Sears got to play big. He's got to score for Bama.
Mm-hmm.
They got to hit their threes. They would probably have to hit, 40% of their threes, you would think?
They got to hit double digits. I mean,
you can't go
10 for 40. I'll give you that. But
that's what they did. That's what they did against Grand Canyon. They were 8 for 31.
Yeah.
And they kind of slithered through the game. I thought they played better defensively than they did offensively. I think Sears and the guys got to be able to shoot the ball well. I think they're going to have to find a way to play a little defense on the big guys. But Carolina, like you said, man, they look so dominant in their two wins, man. Especially the second half, they pull away, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
Michigan State was up 11. Mm-hmm. I live bet North Carolina Saturday evening.
What'd you get them at?
I think I laid like 1.5, or not 1.5. I was getting like 2.5, I think.
Oh, that's awesome right there. That's a great play.
But as soon as I put the bet in, it was that they put it in the overdrive. And they cut it down to 7. Then it was down to 3. Then they got a 1-point lead. I think they were up like 4.5, and then it just continued in the half after halftime. They just kept extending the lead. I don't like Carolina, but man, this team is. I think last week a lot of us were like, man, they're the weakest one seed.
Yeah,
they still might be, but man, they're pretty good. They're pretty dangerous.
Hey, we talked about the ACC. They always get a team in the Final Four. They were the best conference for decades. And we've turned our back on the ACC now because
Not you.
I'm talking about just in general.
The nation.
Well, I think a lot of times we think of football over basketball. So we also think Big Ten, SEC. We forget that the ACC is king of the crop in basketball. That's what they've been for three decades. And here we are again with four of them. I think Carolina's dangerous as long as they're in the tournament. I don't think Alabama beats them, but can they beat them? Yeah, I think it's a track meet and they come up short.
I'm with you. I don't think Bama gets enough stops. Maybe North Carolina stops themselves. That's what gets Alabama over the hump.
Yeah.
But I think at some point this damn game will become a half court game. It might be after the last media timeout.
Yeah.
That's when I'd worry about Alabama not getting stopped. The track meet, the open gym game, both these teams love playing that way. So, but I think Carolina's a little more disciplined, better defensively, a little more experienced. So that probably gets them over the hump. And I'd probably lay the 4.5, honestly.
Yeah, I'll take probably Carolina money line, probably with Arizona money line. Maybe I'll just do that and write it all.
What if Clemson spoils the party and we get an all ACC West regional
final? I wouldn't mind that either because my dad's tickets live, baby. If my dad's tickets live, I'm happy for him. Hey, and that'd be a great story too because I thought Clemson shouldn't have been a 6 seed, and now look at them banging. We said the tournament knows what they're doing. Sometimes we don't see it. The one thing about if you're betting the over, the 173 in that game, Carolina and Bama, a lot of times you're going to need three pointers to drop and free throws to go through. That when those don't hit, usually go look at those stats. Go look at the 3-point averages, see how many went through the net, and go look at the free throws because between those two, those kill those high over numbers.
Well, you can't have either team go on a immediate timeout 4 or 5 minute stretch where they don't have a field goal those are killers with totals this high.
They are. But sometimes when you have a slow start, you can get the number. 173 becomes a 161. Well,
yeah, if you're live betting.
Pre-flop.
If you take it right now.
Yeah.
And North Carolina has a 4.5 minute.
Yeah.
Field goal stretch middle of the first or second half for Alabama.
Well,
it kills it.
Well, Bama's first game, it was under the radar, under the number, and then Charleston and them went off the second half.
That's true. Because
I was on Charleston's team total. They went off the second game. It was a fun game. Just the guys, it was open gym. but that's just one thing. When you take those big numbers, you gotta have the free throws go through. They can't go 50% the free throw line, and you can't have guys shooting. Both teams got to hit over 10 threes. Both teams. Mm-hmm. So this game could, like you said, this could be a real fun one to watch. So yeah, looking forward to that game.
Most definitely. Thursday evening, 7:39 Eastern time on TBS/TruTV is the East Regional Semifinal. The 5 seed Aztecs of San Diego State will take on the number 1 overall seed, the UConn Huskies. Connecticut, 11 flat, 136 flat is the total. I feel like UConn's earned this being the defending champs and the way they looked in the tournament.
I know what you're going to say.
Could San Diego State even keep this close?
Dude, when you see that line, is that because of what happened to them last year in the finals? Or is that a power ranking number? I mean, I don't know.
I only power rank football. It was weird.
Well, you're supposed to be power ranking basketball too, but
I mean, I'll look at the Torvics and the Ken Palms, so I guess that's kind of a advanced metric type deal. Not really power rank. I don't know. Here, I will say this about the game. I think Donovan Klingon versus Jalen Ladie, if they have the matchup.
Yeah.
Both two different style of players, obviously. Both those guys are really damn good. So that could be a fun individual matchup against each other, I guess.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, the kid for the Aztecs you just talked about, the kid used to be a Buckeye for 1 year and then he transferred to TCU. What's his name?
Jalen Ladie.
Yeah, Ladie. That kid has really stepped up this year. You go look at his average.
I think he's a third team All-American already. Like,
it's unbelievable because if you go look at his stats over the last 5 years of playing or 4 years, whatever it is, this year his the average game average is like triple of what he ever averaged before. He is such a great player this year. What do you think that is? Just experience or?
Well, I thought he
was good last year too, but I'm go look at his average points per game.
Well, I'm getting ready to say that. I thought he went up a level last year in the tournament run they had.
Well, he's taking it to another level. This kid is.
Yeah, that's true.
Is he a NBA guy or no?
I think he'd probably have to extend his range a little bit. But hell, the guy, for as big as he is, he can run the floor and handle the rock coming up the floor. So
it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
And he's a physical specimen, obviously. I mean, San Diego State, they're a team full of these dudes. I just always worry about their shooting ability.
Yeah, well, they shot great last game against Yale. Do you think would you take a stab at the 11, or is the pass for you?
No. I rode UConn all the way last year.
And where's this game at?
Boston.
Okay. Oof.
The new garden.
Yeah.
There's going to be UConn fans all over the place.
Yeah, San Diego State ain't going to have nobody there.
No. But I do worry a little bit that it's 11, though. I think if you got UConn under 10 on a live bet, because I think they either nuke them or probably hit their free throws and win by 8 to 12 points.
That's what I was thinking.
But they're so locked in. They're so good. Danny Hurley's a insane person.
He's insane, but man, he's a good coach. It's
and he's got the motivation going on. I'm sure he's got something worked up here. You know, he said after their win against Northwestern the other day, he said the FAU Northwestern game was like 2 5 seeds playing. It shouldn't have been an 8 9 game. Like, what are you talking about, Danny? Like, just keep that crazy shit in the locker room.
It's crazy.
Of course, Northwestern and FAU was an 8 9 game. That was the most obvious 8 9 game before the bracket came out I've ever heard of.
That's coach talk, man.
That is coach talk.
What do you think about? He's such a better coach than his brother.
I know. I like Bobby more, being a Dookie, obviously. But Danny is the classic, you know.
Yep.
Not as good brother.
Yep.
The career wise. And then their dad was a high school basketball legend in New Jersey as a coach.
Kind of like John and Jim Harbaugh, but not now. Jimmy got one, baby.
Yeah, he's a better player too, though. So, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. No.
Oh, I'm saying John was Danny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
But now Jim won one, so it's kind of even. Where Danny or Bobby ain't gonna sniff anything. Bobby might be coach at Columbus State next year.
Franklin University makes it possible.
Too bad they don't have a team. I would love it. Franklin had Bobby Hurley. I'm going, baby. So you're on UConn winning, right?
Yeah.
But is San Diego State, is there an avenue? They got to stink it up or what? Or they got to shoot? They got to shoot well again, like they did against Yale.
Probably both. I don't know. All right, let's go to the nightcap, the game that you're gonna nap early in the day to stay up and watch this one. 10:09 advertised tip time. Probably be a little later than that. TBS True TV East Regional Semifinal, number 2 seed Iowa State, a 1.5 point favorite against the 3 seed, the Fighting Illini of Illinois. 146 consensus is your over under total. Dude, this thing just boils down to pace. I like both these teams. You got me drinking the, I'll give you the hat tip. Not that I didn't like Illinois, but you really pounded the Illinois Kool-Aid into me. January, early in the year when conference play just got started. Now I love this team. So fun to watch, but Iowa State, I kind of watched them through the Big 12 tournament. I mean, at various points throughout the season. But the Big 12 tournament and their two games, South Dakota State in the opener and then Washington State in the second round, they shot the ball pretty well and still played their defense. So I'm excited to sell for this one. I don't know. I don't to me, it's a stay away, though. I don't know. I think pace is what ends up dictating this, right?
I think you're 100% right.
Like, whatever team gets the pace to where they want it.
And it might be Yeah. Well, I think you're 100% right. It's pace. Go look at Illinois' losses. The majority of their losses this year, now they only have, what, 7-8 losses?
Thanks. Eight. Yeah, eight.
Most of them are against defensive teams. Purdue got them twice. Michigan State got them. Non-conference. You have to look up their non-conference. But it was a defensive team got them once or twice.
Marquette's kind of both.
Yeah,
they'll play up and down. But
yeah, but when I think of shock, I think of pressure and
Tennessee's a defensive team. They beat them.
Yep. So that's what I'm worried about. And I'll be honest. Okay, there's no hidden. Okay, I have $1,000 on Illinois to get in the Final Four. Everybody that knows me knows this. I got them at 8-1. I got $1,000 on them. So yes, I need Illinois to win. I love this team, but I think Iowa State wins the game.
Well, I do too.
I hate it too.
Well, me and you had this discussion offline.
Yeah.
Last weekend during the games and stuff like that, we were texting and talking on the phone during the games. And I said to you, man, when it comes tournament time, it feels like the slower paced teams are able to get the game slowed down much more better, more efficient, easier, whatever you want to call it, than it is to get a team that's fast to speed up the slow team pace wise. Again, we don't know. But the total kind of interests me, though. Like
the total's there. It's teeter totting.
They did a good job with this total, but they threw it in the mid 140s. That makes you think it could go either way. Like because I think you stack Iowa State with the under, or you take Illinois with the over here on a same gamer. That'd be my betting angle.
It wouldn't shock me if it hits right in the 70s, and you get shitted on either way you go. Or maybe overtime pushes it over.
Yeah.
This game just feels so close. I'm going to tell you right now, Shannon is the best player in college basketball to me.
Shannon hurts me because the stupid administration at Michigan couldn't get the kid in 2 years ago. And then they couldn't get Caleb Love in this past offseason. And you're telling me Juwan, who's fired, we got Dusty May. But you're telling me you could have had a fucking backcourt of Terrence Shannon and Caleb Love.
Oh, my God. That's because Michigan has a too high of a standard in their academics, baby.
Why do we care about school? Let's get some ballers in this motherfucker.
Well, anyway. Illinois. Now, and allegedly, Shannon had a rape allegation, too. You know? And that kid, I thought my tickets were dead on Illinois, and then he came back and breathed life into him. But I'll tell you what, if Hawkins is hitting threes and Shannon's playing well and Domask is playing well, and then you got the two bigs, like this team reminds me a little of my Miami team last year that got me to the Final Four.
To me, Dane Danger has been the revelation.
This kid
got me loving Illinois right now.
Oh, but I don't think his game is good against Iowa State. Iowa State blocks shots.
I don't know. I think Danger on the offensive glass could be crucial for Illinois.
Well, if Illinois is going to win, him and the other guy, what's his name? I always want to call him Queertier.
It's Gary Ayer. Or Hawkins, he could be Coleman Hawkins could be a guy that needs to get on the board.
I love it. When that kid's hot, man, that kid's hot. He's a hot head too, though. Watch him. I wouldn't surprise if he gets a T. That wouldn't shock me if he gets a technical this game, but I'll tell you what, Iowa State, man, they do such a good job help side and each other. Their defense, they ice
the ball on one side of the floor better than just about anybody in the country.
They are so stingy.
Them or Houston. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they're almost a similar same team. Mm-hmm. And, I just think, man, this team is sticky and they throw half court alley-oops. Their offense looked 100% better in this tournament the last two games. Now, maybe that's because the Big 12, you know, got a lot of competition. I want Illinois to win to keep my ticket going. My dad has a ticket with me. I got him to drink the Kool-Aid. I got all my boys drinking the Kool-Aid on this and my family members. But, man, I think Iowa State finds a way. But I think you can live bet this either way. I think it's tick for tack down the wire, maybe free throws, send it one way or the other. It wouldn't shock me if either team wins, man, but I cannot wait for this game. Hopefully this game doesn't disappoint because it feels like it's going to be a knockout, drag out. Man, the ratings got to be good on this one, but it's late.
It's late. Wouldn't
you play this one a little earlier? I don't understand that.
They started the fucking Gonzaga-Kansas game in Salt Lake City last Saturday at like 10:30 local time. Or 10:45 local. Like, I don't know. I don't know if the NCAA is doing.
CBS. One more thing I had to ask, and I complained to you this off air. Is Ernie and all them, are they in charge in Sweet 16, them and one other team, or is it, they still do four teams? What? Each channel gets a team.
I think you only need two channels for
Sweet 16. So, Ernie's going to be with one group, and then we're not getting that guy that you know.
Lefko? My boy Lefko?
That guy, I want to drop kick that dude. I cannot take that guy.
Come on. He's got a family, probably.
If I see him on this week.
Dude, he would fuck you up. He might be a jiu-jitsu black belt. I don't know. Maybe. Probably not.
That guy acts like he doesn't even know where he's at.
Hey, Jim. What do you think about this pass?
That's what he does. He doesn't put any insight. He just asks. And then maybe that's a good host, and maybe I should respect that. He just feels so fake. Maybe it's because I don't know why they grabbed him. You said it's because it's part of a TV. They have him on their TV.
He hosts the NBA Tuesday night on TNT. When Ernie and Chuck and all those guys.
See, I don't watch NBA, so I don't even know this guy.
He's been doing it for like 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, he's so cringy.
Anyways.
All right.
West region. UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, Iowa State. I'll stick to my bracket here. I think Illinois, I don't know. I'll stay Illinois and UConn, but UConn get to the Final Four. That's in the East. Who's coming out of the East right now? I'm giving you a reset. You don't have to follow what you had in the bracket or whatever. Out of those four, who's going to Phoenix?
I'm going to go with I want to say the winner of Iowa State, Illinois, but
I'll allow that. I'm not Hitler over here. You can do what you want.
I'd say the winner of that, but honestly, my heart or my brain tells me that UConn wins because I think, like you said, I think UConn can play any style.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
Yeah, I would go UConn. I don't want them to because I got a ticket on Illinois, but. What would you do? Would you take a chance? Because you could still bet right now who gets in the Final Four. I think you could probably get a 2-1, a 3-1, or would you just lay the chalk on UConn to get in the Final Four out of that region?
It's still 2-1.
Yeah, no, on Iowa State and Illinois. Go look at it. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lay the chalk on a future. I'm not. I think you just single game bet UConn.
That's what you have to do. I think UConn. I don't want them to. The public's all over them, but I think that game and between Iowa State and Illinois might drain the team that wins too. So we'll see. Hopefully, because I think whoever comes out of that. Those two teams they're real fun to watch, especially Illinois. If Illinois could beat Iowa State, could you imagine them and UConn banging it out?
Be fun. In the West, Carolina, Bama, Clemson, Arizona. I have Arizona over UNC in my bracket. So, I think that's still obtainable here. So I'll stick with it. But in the West, who's cutting down the nets and going to Phoenix out in L.A., in your opinion?
I'll go Arizona with you.
All right. That was awful nice of you. That's support right there.
But wouldn't shock me if the Tar Heels do it.
All right, let's go to Friday night, 7:09 Eastern Time, CBS. The 11th seed, the Wolf Pack of North Carolina State, going up against the 2 seed, the Marquette Golden Eagles. Marquette 6.5 point favorites. 151.5 is your over under total. Obviously, we're starting here in the South Regional. Interesting game. I would give NC State a puncher's chance. I kind of like the points here. Listen, the win streak they're on, the run they've went through, and it's not like they've beaten up like tomato cans. I mean, Louisville's not any good. But that kind of started this whole ACC tournament run. But I think the Pack could win. So I would take the 6.5 here. How say you, NC State Marquette?
Not so fast, my friend.
That's fair.
No, what the Wolfpack has done, what, 7 wins in how many days?
I think 7 and 12 days.
Insane. Did they get lucky?
But they get, what, 6 days off now?
I think that hurts them.
Because they won Saturday.
I think that hurts them. When you're playing good, I don't want to stop. When you're dancing, when you're on the dance floor, you're at the club and you're in your zone and you're dancing. I don't care how many drinks you have in you or not, or what drug you're on. But when you're in your zone, you stay in your zone. Once you sit down, you can't get back there and get into the same zone.
DJ Burns can.
I don't think so. I think Marquette will beat them. But I will say this: if NC State wins this game, who do they get the winner of?
Houston Duke.
Yeah. I mean, well, you think maybe Duke would want some revenge on them. But, I think Marquette wins. I have Marquette winning the region. So I will stick with Marquette winning the game. I think NC State needed to keep playing. Everybody's going to say, hey, they got some days off. This is going to help them. I think it hurts them. I think they need to keep playing.
Now, I guess they can double in their pressure.
Yeah.
I give NC State –
I don't hate them with the points, though. I don't hate them with the points.
Well, to give you my where I'm at.
Yeah.
I don't think DJ Horn played great the first two NCAA tournament games, and I know Kolick is great for Marquette, their point guard, but I think Horn could kind of cancel him out. I don't know how they deal with Burns on the block. Now, I mean, they could help and double, but Burns is such a willing passer anyway. I think they almost welcome overplays and double teams off the kid. And I don't know. I just think they got the mojo going here. Here's the thing. I think we're getting 50-50 action on this because the line opened at 6.5.
Yeah, that tells me.
And it stuck. The totals went up a whole point.
Yeah.
That isn't enough movement for me to – so I guess monitor the situation. Again, NC State probably not my favorite play of the weekend, but I don't know. And I think the ACC, not to say the Big East stinks.
No, I think the Big East is built for tournament too. And you see that with UConn winning last year. Creighton had a shot to get in the Final Four.
True.
I think if you, I'm a Big East guy, you know, I'm a Xavier fan. Big East got good guards. Big East is strong. I think NC State needed to keep playing. I think everybody's going to say they're well rested. You're going to hear this. They're well rested now. Let's see what they got now. I don't think it goes that way. I think the Cinderella, I think it's coming to an end. The slipper is gone, bub. Back to an ugly witch is the Wolfpack.
That's fine, but I will say just to pop a little hole and then we'll move on. Marquette was...
You hate Marquette, Bob.
I do. But give them full credit. Yeah. But Western Kentucky was smacking them around in the first half. And Marquette went on a huge run.
Yep.
And then
I like what you're doing right here.
And I thought Colorado at times, and it looked like they tied the game late, looked like they were going to finally pull that one out. I thought Colorado was just as good as them. And that's a 10-2 matchup there. So, I don't know. I think out of all the top two seeds, top three seeds left in this tournament, I think Marquette might be the weakest of the twos, definitely the twos, maybe even the threes that are left. But that's just, you know, my opinion.
Well, here's the thing with this. I'll throw this at you. If NC State gets up first half, maybe that's the way to bet NC State. Bet them the first half, and then second half hit Marquette, because Marquette has shown that they in this tournament that they can come back. I'm definitely going to live bet Marquette. They're down. I have a ticket on them getting the Final Four, so I'm not going to back off them. And another thing, I'll tell you this, and I saw this. You could bet what seed wins the championship. You could bet what seed. The two seeds now are plus 200 and some, maybe 235, 240. I think I saw this on maybe Rivers.
Iowa State, Arizona, Marquette, Tennessee.
Look at that. Look at that. And we like the threes better, and now I like the twos better. I'm flip-flopping. I got Marquette. You like NC State in the points value. There's nothing wrong with that. They can still cover and not win. But I think Marquette finishes them.
All right. We'll stay with the nightcap in the South region. The 4 seed Duke Blue Devils against the number 1 seed Houston Cougars. Houston, 4-point favorites, 134.5 is the total on this one. I do not like that total. I think that's very telling of this game. Before I ask you, though, your thoughts on this one, I give Duke a chance in this game.
If Duke's going to win, they got to hit threes.
Yes, but to me, this game, it isn't apples to apples. But 2022, in the same round of the Sweet 16, they were playing out in Oakland now, or San Francisco, in the West Regional. Duke took on a Texas Tech team that had a Terrence Shannon on it, by the way. But that team was built on toughness, defense, and it was a game that looked sticky. Duke was a slight underdog. And I said going into that game, listen, Duke has NBA guys. If those NBA guys make plays late in the shot clock and play like NBA guys, Duke's going to win the game. Well, Pablo Banchero and that group, that's what they did. It was a tight game throughout last 6-7 minutes. Duke was able to make the one-on-one plays to win it, because that's what you got to do against a team that defends as well as a whole team as that Texas Tech team did, and that's what Houston does this year. And I don't think Duke is as good as the team that went to the Final Four a couple years ago, but they still got NBA guys, but so does Houston. So I think the total is telling you it's probably going to be a little bit lower scoring. I would, gun the head. I'm not going to do this out of, because I like Duke, but I would lay the 4 with Houston. I just think it could be a matchup. Duke wouldn't surprise me if Duke was able to play well and steal this one, but Duke soft. This is kind of the worst matchup possible on paper. How say you on this one, though? You got a difference of opinion. What do you got?
I actually don't mind Duke in the 4.5.
Okay.
I don't mind them in the 4.5.
Just the talent, or do you think the hot shooting
what I think. I think Duke, I don't like the depth on their team.
No, they're not deep at all. Well, especially they lost Caleb Foster.
They had him, I'd feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. But I think if Duke's stars play well, this is going to be a tight, another dogfight. These games could be all sticky. Could be. We saw what happened last weekend. But these games could be good down the wire. The one thing I like for Houston is that this is in Texas, this game.
Yep.
And believe me, if Houston's going to do it, they got to do it. If they're going to do it, they got to do it, because they've come up short like a lot of these teams, Arizona, Purdue. And this is their moment. This is their moment to get the big blue blood. Would it shock me if Duke plays Carolina in the final? No, it would not. And then everybody's going to be like, well, hell, I should have had that. I should have had that with my bracket. Duke and Carolina, because they do this to us all the time. All the time. And we always wonder.
I've only played in one Final Four 2 years ago. Never had a title game.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they make it to the Elite Eight and the Final Four. And we always want to shit on them.
Well, yeah,
your point. Is it the hatred?
Good point. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's the actual title game. Yeah.
It's jealousy. It's hatred. Yeah,
that's what I think it is. I think that's what it is.
Well, what if it's Duke, NC State, and an all Tobacco Road Regional Final.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, for us, but maybe some other people would hate it. But yeah, so it could happen. And like you said, maybe Clemson and Carolina.
Could have two all ACC regional finals, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe that's a way to bet if they win, if they all four win again, right? But I'd say Houston very slightly in a tight game. Houston money line, but yeah. Man, I don't mind Duke anything over 4 points. I don't mind Duke. Like you said though, maybe Houston just cleans their clock because they are physical, man. And
that could be officiating. You would think this time of year they're going to let the boys play, but. If they're calling it ticky tack, I think if you're on the Duke ticket there, that benefits you and them, honestly. I mean, like I said, we usually let the boys play in the tournament, so
I'm looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it. I think most of these games I'm looking forward to compared to last week. Now you got me eating the chalk. Because I think my heart was broken because I'm a dog. I love the dogs. I think my heart was broken Saturday, Sunday. I got Millie broke. And then now you're talking me back. These matchups feel a lot better. So maybe it was for the best.
All right. We'll close out the South region now. Okay. I had a Houston Kentucky matchup in this Elite Eight, and I had Kentucky winning. So I had to completely re rack and restack it. I mean, I'm going to go the winner of Duke-Houston, so I got Houston. Okay. Going to Phoenix for the Final Four. Chalk, again, absorb the dust, eat it up. But I think the South on paper might look like the weakest or the least fun region maybe out of all these matchups, but watch these be like three great games, all three of them that could potentially happen. So, but what about you in the South? What's your thoughts?
Stick with Marquette.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. My bad. I forgot you said you had them. All right. Final region here. We go to the Midwest. We'll save the best for last as we're Midwest boys here. 7:39 Eastern time Friday night on TBS/TrueTV. My boy Lefko might be handling your halftime reports here, too.
Oh, gosh.
we got the 5 seed Gonzaga Bulldogs going up against the number 1 seed, the Boilermakers of Purdue. 5.5 point favorite. Is Purdue 154.5 is your consensus over under total. I'm geeked for this. Mentioned it earlier, but what's your thoughts? Let's hear you first here.
Well, I hate Purdue, but something tells me they win the whole thing. I'm on Purdue.
I'm on Purdue, but I think this could be.
I hope Gonzaga wins. I have a ticket at 20-1, and my dad has a ticket at 20-1. All right.
I think this game, is intriguing to me because Gonzaga, their guard depth sucks this year. Like Nebhard and Hickman, their backcourt really good.
Yeah.
They don't got jack shit off the bench though. So those guys got to stay out of foul trouble.
They do.
But Gonzaga, they always have guys with size and length.
They're going to compete.
They got fouls to give on ED, but I don't think they could. If Graham EK gets in foul trouble, the transfer big for Gonzaga, they're toast. But if they get ED in foul trouble, which seems like that hardly ever happens, then Gonzaga. I think this is close, though. I think I'd take the points here.
I don't.
Really?
Well, the thing came out at 4.5 when I saw it first come out on Sunday. It's at 5.5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Purdue wins probably 8 to 15 points.
What if I told you
going back to win.
Going back to Gonzaga when they beat Kentucky since that point in February. Yeah,
they're playing great basketball.
Yeah,
except St. Mary's, they lost this championship game.
That don't matter. They, according to Bart Torvik, if you click on since date, they're the third best team in the country behind UConn and Houston overall.
I don't hate that at all.
Since that point, not the whole season.
Yeah,
since that point,
I don't hate that at all. But Gonzaga is another letdown team.
No, they're not. They're not though.
No, but they've let down
nine,
in the past.
Nine straight Sweet 16s.
No, yes, he's a great coach. Hall of Fame coach. Great coach. He doesn't win the big one. All right? He doesn't win the big one.
I don't know if this is the big one yet, though.
Yeah, and he's gonna lose a game. So what's going to happen?
What about Painter, though?
Yeah.
Where's his big win?
I know, but I'm just telling you. I'm going with my gut. I'm going with my gut. I got Purdue. All right. I need Gonzaga.
I got Purdue money line. But I'm going Gonzaga with the points.
Yes. Okay. Hey, and it could happen. These all games could be sticky Rickies, man. They all could be. And I would not be upset with you if you took the 5.5 because it's a point more than when it came out at. Hey, you're going to see line movement, too, before the game. You're going to have crazy people putting crazy money on games. Mm-hmm. So these lines are going to go up and down. So, you know, if you see this thing go up to 6, 7, or 8, I mean, I think Gonzaga's getting smashed. But if it stays where it's at or it goes down, maybe it's right where it needs to be. Gonzaga looked great last weekend, but was it the competition they played? Because McNeese, let's be honest, they were overrated.
I'm not here to hear that.
Yes, they were overrated. No, because
everybody was on them. And they had a bunch of D1 transfers. Will Wade, they won 28, 29 games. I knew Gonzaga was a bad matchup.
They're overrated. McNeese was overrated. Gonzaga's be honest. Is Gonzaga blue blood now? I think they are. More of a blue blood than Kentucky.
Gonzaga's what I think UNLV kind of was in the 80s into the early 90s, but they've sustained it much longer than UNLV.
I think Gonzaga is more of a blue blood than Kentucky now.
Won a championship.
I know, but what did you say about Mark?
Why have we flip-flopped?
What
a mind trip.
When you're a degenerate gambler, you have to be willing to go whatever the way the wind blows.
You can't be a blue blood if you've never won a national championship. That's rule one and the only rule.
How many? What has he done the last 10 years?
They're a light blue blood. Okay. They're not full blue blood status. They got the paperwork filed.
Hey, they're not AKC registered.
They haven't got their membership card or the polo jacket. They're close. They got one more step to get to.
You say they're not a full bred. They're not AKC registered, huh? I can't ask for an extra $800, $1,000.
No, not yet.
For this pup? No, but I think Purdue wins the whole thing. And I don't even like the pick. I'm just going by what I see with the odds and the way the bracket is.
Well, this last week that Purdue, everybody was going to take UConn in their pool. Bracket. So Purdue or Houston. I picked Purdue, and you rode that and picked Purdue as well.
You can get Purdue right now at 6-1 to win it all.
It's crazy.
And I hit it. And I hit it, but I have a ticket on Gonzaga. So you know how I play devil's advocate, and I'll talk another team down just so I can hit my ticket. If Gonzaga wins, I'm in a great situation. They need one more game. But I just think Purdue is gonna be too much in the end for them. Especially if those two the guys are shooting well for them. What's their names? The guards?
Smith and Lawyer.
Yeah. And I just think Gonzaga's going to come up short. Like you said, I don't like
– They did.
They
did play at Maui. Purdue won by 10. Both teams completely different. You're going to hear – and I argued it a little bit ago. Gonzaga's been – they're a much better team, a different team then than they were now. But I always hate that everybody says that about the loser in a rematch game. Like Purdue, you don't think Purdue's gotten better?
A lot of times in a rematch game, the team that wins the first time, and if this, especially non-conference,
it was a neutral floor in the Maui Invitational, so you're getting another neutral site game here.
Yeah, a lot of times the team that wins the first time wins the second time. All right, you think it's going to change, and it doesn't. So anyway, I'm on Purdue. You're on the points with Gonzaga. I don't hate it, but I'm on Purdue money line.
All right, the final game, like I said, about a half hour after, be after 10 o'clock on Friday night. We got a 3-2 here. Creighton, the 3, going up against Tennessee, the 2. The Volunteers, a 2.5-point favorite. 144 flat is your total. TBS True TV, where you could catch this one as well. In the Midwest Regional, final game of the Sweet 16. I'm pumped for this game. I think this could Tyler, be fun.
Tyler, you're 100% right. The line tells me this game is going to be down to the wire.
Well, I think it's a good uniform matchup, too.
Ooh,
I mean, Tennessee's going to have the home whites with the Tennessee orange piping and lettering. Creighton going to go with their blue, but I like the road blue better than the Creighton home white. So I think you're, the orange against blue what, will look nice.
You're the man when it comes to uniforms. You know every uniform. You are the man. So if you like this matchup, I like this matchup. You know, I thought about going up to it. It's up in Detroit. Yeah, I thought about maybe.
Caesars Arena? Or is it
up there?
Okay, yeah.
About a three-hour drive from the west side in Columbus.
Everybody I know that has went, watched a Pistons game or a concert or a Red Wings game, they say Little Caesars is great.
It is cool. It is really cool. We'll have to get you up there sometimes. Hard to get you out of the state, but we'll have to get you up there.
Yeah,
hard to get you out of the county, let alone the state. But yeah, I think you would love it. It is awesome. I like all their venues up there. I like, was it the baseball? Is it Comerica?
If it isn't, it was called Comerica, but I think it still is.
Yeah, and then it's cool. It's a nice baseball stadium. And then Ford Field's a great indoor stadium, not a bad seat in the building. I thought about driving up there to watch these because I'll be honest, I like Creighton over 4 points. Tennessee wins the game.
Yeah, to me, this is kind of.
But could Creighton go to the Final Four where they came up short last year? I don't hate Creighton to win the game either. But my gut tells me Tennessee finds a way because the line came down from 3 to 2.5.
Well, Creighton could shoot Tennessee out of the tournament here.
They could.
Creighton Shireman, the Utah State transfer number one. Mm-hmm. His name's escaping me. Alexander, like they got guys that can snipe. Cockbrenner on the inside is he's a 7-footer. Obviously, he's a matchup problem.
Yeah.
To me, this isn't quite the track meet as Alabama, North Carolina.
A lot of big shots, maybe? A lot of...
Well, I just think you trust, ultimately, what decides the game for me in my mind is Tennessee getting enough stops. And Creighton good guards. Like, they're more of an offensive team. But Creighton guards more than Alabama, so it's not a direct comparison of the two games. I would just trust Tennessee defensively. But the thing that told me back is Rick Barnes.
He's a loser. He's a loser. Great, great coach. Is he a Hall of Fame coach?
Yeah, he probably. You know how the Basketball Hall of Fame is. Yeah. He's probably already in the fucking thing.
They don't even let him finish their career and they stick him in there.
They do. It's weird, but.
Great coach. Did great at Texas. But man, Creighton's got three guys that average what, 17?
Yeah, you got Shireman, Alexander, and Kalkbrenner. They're big three.
My official play on this is take Creighton +4 or more. So you can move it up to maybe 7 or 8 and put them with Purdue money line, 2-team parlay. I'll give
I like that. I'll co-sign that.
Yep, 2-team parlay, Purdue money line with Creighton over. I think we can make it an 8 and still get plus money. At least six. So I would go on there. I would shock me if Tennessee wins and is squeaker, but I am on I'm on Creighton anything over 6, and I like it with Purdue money line 2-team parlay. That Friday night too, both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but who do you think wins the game?
I'll reluctantly take Tennessee, but I think it could be super close. I mean, it's a coin flip. So,
could we have UConn, Marquette, and Creighton in an Elite Eight?
Yeah, most definitely can.
It's weird how you flip all these around, right?
You got two of them favored, UConn, Marquette, and then Creighton, one of the shortest dogs, if not the shortest dog on the whole damn board.
The line went from 3 to about 2.5 on some books. I think this game is, like you said, it's a sneaky game. Sneaky good game. Here's the thing. What about Illinois playing Purdue in the final?
Oh, yeah, they're on opposite ends.
There's so many aspects if you play this game. But anyway.
Carolina Duke's on opposite ends.
Yeah.
Game in Tennessee in an all-SEC title game.
UConn picked the other Big East team.
Yeah. Houston, Iowa State. Big 12 could have opposite ends. Yeah, ton of options. But we're both Purdue coming out of the Midwest.
Yes. Right? Yep.
All right. Yep. I think that I told you we could talk women's tournament for about 5-10 minutes, right? And then that'd be a show.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up after that. Yeah.
All right, the women's tournament.
I'm gonna lean on you. I'm the worst women's better in America. I'm telling you right now. I think I'm not
Jesus. Really?
Murdered on the women's. Yeah. Murdered. So
I'm pulling up the bracket now. Yeah. I mean, it's been chalky too, but that's kind of
you said that.
That's the women's tournament.
Yeah.
Looking at the top left here. I don't even know what they fucking call this region, but we got South Carolina and Indiana in a 1-4 game. Obviously, South Carolina, the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
Oregon State, the 3 out of the Pac-12, going up against Notre Dame, the 2 seed.
Yeah.
I mean, if Connecticut feels inevitable in the middens, and they're not, but they feel that way.
Yeah.
Same with South Carolina.
Well,
in the women's, they kind of feel in a little bit of a foregone conclusion here. So,
South Carolina is the chalk walk. Yeah. Yep.
They are. I think they. I think they were what, like minus 190 or 2 something.
I think it's like it's minus 160 somewhere. One from 160 to minus 200 is what I'm seeing for them to win it all. Would you put now? Look, the men's is a lot more difficult. Would you put them and UConn together?
Oh yeah,
and get plus 2 something, and find a boost.
Yeah, both teams or both tournaments, men's and women's, have been chalky so far. So it's not like, I mean, it's would that be the square future parlay together? Oh, sure, yeah. But I mean, the way it looks right now, holy hell!
Hey, if you can, because someone will let you boost it too.
Yeah,
and if you could boost it and get plus 400, maybe. You know, that's not a. I wouldn't mind it, even though I'm on Purdue in the men's. Here's what I want to ask you about the girls, because I know the Pac-12 has 5 teams.
I think the women's tournament did. I think they were feeling bad for the Pac-12.
Oh, stop!
And they invited the entire league into the tournament. So no, the Pac-12 has always been great in women's basketball.
Well, they got 5 teams, and so what I'm going to ask you questions about this because you know I don't watch.
I might not have the answers to these. I thought we were going to bring up the game and make some picks off the dome and get the hell out of here.
We'll do that too. But I was going to ask you real quick. All right, so I'm looking at Oregon State. Do you know anything about them? Because the line's sticky.
I know Notre Dame's good. I know they're universities out of Corvallis. Which is a small town in Oregon, the state. Black and orange is their colors. The Beavers, the nickname.
Yeah, I don't know. Teams. Can you call women Beavers? I don't know. Are they going to get rid of the name?
No.
Next 5 years?
Listen, I haven't.
The Lady Beavers?
Well, here's the thing. I'm staying on track here. I think South Carolina smashes Indiana. That's the reality of it. And then I think off pedigree, you probably go chalk with Notre Dame because Notre Dame's won the title in the last decade and been
that's what I was thinking.
Final Fours, right?
Line sticky. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. But are you thinking of pulling the trigger on the Lady Beavs?
No, I'm not pulling the trigger on the Lady
Beavs. Come on!
I don't know. The lines look sticky. It looks like it's a good game. The line movements went from 2.5 to 3, 3.5, 2.5.
Yeah, but I feel like you said it before we started doing this.
Yeah.
You suck at women's college basketball.
I do, but you never know because I'm a handicapper. Here's what I'll say. Out of the eight games.
You could fade you. Hold on. We're going to go. We're going region to region. Quit jumping ahead.
Let's go to the next one. I'm going to give you overall. Out of the eight games, I think at least six of them go under the total.
Oh, okay. There's a nugget. My bad.
The lines look sticky. The totals look sticky. Iowa hasn't covered two games. I had West Virginia under. Yeah. You're going to take the eight overs. I'm saying at least six go under out of the eight. I'm with you. I think South Carolina is the chalk walk. You take them all the way through. I would like to see Iowa.
Going ahead. God damn it. How about this next region? Texas, the one against Gonzaga, the four.
Don't even know about them. Don't know nothing.
NC State, the three, and Stanford, the two.
Okay, can I say this? Gonzaga, NC State, UConn all have men's teams on the other side. Do all of them advance?
I think Stanford comes out of this region.
Do you?
Yeah, the Brink girl. I mean, yeah. What is she, 6'4", 6'5"? And again, Stanford going off of tradition year in, year out, it seems like they and if you're looking at the damn bracket, feels like the Pac-12 was really good, so they faced good competition all year long. I don't know anything about Texas, Gonzaga, or NC State's women's program. I do know NC State beat Tennessee the other day in the second round. Good game. Tennessee just couldn't get over the hump late. They're not the same Tennessee team.
You're not talking about this.
They're not, but, you know, it's good quality women's college basketball game on
our. Who do you have in the final four? Who makes out of those regions? You said Stanford?
South Carolina and Stanford will face each other.
Hey, I don't know shit, so it sounds great to me.
The next region here, again, don't know the names, but USC is the one against Baylor, the five. UConn, the three, and Duke, the seven. Duke taking out the Buckeyes in the second round in Columbus.
What a choke job by the Lady Buckeyes. Impressive by Duke.
But now they get the big bad Huskies of UConn, who seems like they're Paige Beckers, and they got a big girl on the inside too.
UConn 15-1 to win it all. You know what? Stand me down for UConn 15-1. I'm in.
Does Juju Watkins scare you? The freshman stud guard at SC.
She's good. I've seen her highlights.
She's the reason. Well, I mean, they got a good team around her this year, but she's the reason why this team's a number one seed this year.
You know what? I'm on USC. I don't know their odds. They're going to win it all.
Does Baylor scare you for SC?
You know what? Baylor's been there before. Book them.
This is a pedigree game.
Baylor wins it all.
I'm taking the chalk here, but I think UConn takes SC out in the Elite Eight.
Chalk walk, baby.
But chalk. That's still chalk if goddamn UConn women's gets to the Final Four.
But let's be honest. They haven't been the same UConn women in the last few years. The South owns college basketball. So
all right, here we go. Hey. Finally, we get to the region. Your region, the region everybody wants to talk about, the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese region.
Yep.
Iowa's the one that take on the 5-seed Colorado. The 3-seed LSU down at the bottom takes on the 2-seed UCLA. Two more Pac-12 schools, obviously, in this one going up against last year's title game rematch teams here. But I think we're all rooting for Clark Reese to get each other in the Elite Eight, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that game, that would be a ratings game. And then, obviously, the Women's Final Four, I think, will be very popular this year with the ratings. But I'm telling you, a regional final on April Fool's, 7 Eastern time, is when this one. I mean, that's a Monday night in prime time with no men's tournament going on. NBA, NHL, kind of, you know, going through their doldrums. Like, you know, everybody's kind of getting ready for the playoffs in both those sports. That would be a huge number. That'd be a huge number, those two.
Would this be a great April Fool's? Take the Lady Buffs and UCLA money lines. Welcome! Everybody thinks they're getting Caitlin and LSU. Not today, my friends.
I mean, LSU hasn't boxed, like, blown out everybody for a whole game either. Iowa was a little sticky, like you mentioned, against West Virginia, and didn't play well in the first half against whoever the hell.
That was my only win in my last five women picks. I had the under in the West Virginia. I looked at West Virginia's last 20 games, and I said, man, one, whatever they had it at, one, was it 60? Or it was outrageous. West Virginia does not let anybody score. So, yeah, I think Caitlin Clark, 7-1 to win it all. What do you think?
I like LSU.
LSU, 8-1. Anywhere from 8-9 to 1.
I mean, I'd like LSU
to win it all.
Now, I'm talking about getting out of this region.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. Who knows? Who knows? But can you imagine if LSU plays Iowa, the numbers they're going to get?
I know.
Yeah.
I'll watch. You know what, though?
This is what they get for putting them two in this situation. I didn't like this situation. I didn't. I don't know why you burn off two teams, but maybe they thought these two teams wouldn't make it to the game, you know? So they thought, hey, we got to get them in before they get knocked out. That's what they're telling me. So, yeah, I'm with you. South Carolina wins it all. I'm back in, baby.
I mean, we'll talk next week. We'll talk next week, women's and men's Final Four. But
Did you say Gonzaga girls win it all? I'm in. Gonzaga girls win it all.
Anyway, you got any famous last words before we close down shop here this week?
No, nothing. I have nothing to say.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
You don't want to congratulate Maysville on a great state runner-up in the Division II boys basketball?
I made a promise on your podcast last week.
Hey, you held up your end of the bargain. You went to UD Sunday.
I said if they would go to the Maysville Panthers, Southtown goes to the Final Four, I would be there to root them on. I was there. And let me say one thing about Maysville. First of all, they were a gutsy, gritty team. They played their ass off. They just played against a D1 team. And look, halftime, it was still a game.
Three-point game at half.
Yeah, let me tell you what. Those boys, they were fun to watch. They remind me of the Bishop Reedy team I followed last year where my kids go to school. They were a fun team to watch. Their coach is a maniac. But I want to give kudos to their fans. How electric was Maysville's fans Saturday and Sunday? Sunday I was there. There had to be at least 7,000 of them with their terrible towels. It was absolutely amazing watching their fans. And they stood up the whole time. Kudos to Southtown, even though I'm a North Ender from Zanesville. But I went. I wish you could have went with me. You had prior commitments. So hats off to them. I guess that was my final words.
All right, man.
You did it. I'm sorry, Tyler. You did a really good job picking your brackets in high school, didn't you?
Yeah, I went 4-0. I think the only semifinal game I lost was Highland, Lima Central Catholic. That was a double overtime buzzer beater by Highland.
I mean, I think your calling is handicap in Ohio State's athletics. That is your wheelhouse. So, yeah, good job. You were right on the money on all those. And thanks again for having me on your podcast. And I'm out. I'll let you do your thing, bub.
All right. Rate, review, subscribe. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook at Podcock PCast. It's greatly appreciated. Available on all major and minor podcasting platforms. For that guy on the west side, this has been the only Tyler Peacock. Saying so long and have a sweet, sweet 16.